This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's economy is showing some signs of a slowdown. That's according to the latest statewide indicators report from CU's Lead School of Business. While jobs are growing in the state, it's only 1.5% year over year. That is significantly lower growth than this time last year. Retail sales have also backed off from last year's fast pace of growth. Inflation in Colorado also remains higher than the national average at over 5% year over year in Metro Denver. The latest numbers from the anonymous school reporting system Safe2Tell show that the 2022-23 school year saw the highest report volume in history at over 22,000 reports. The program received 10% fewer reports last month compared to June. Typical volume during summer break. The top reporting categories were suicide threats, child abuse, and welfare checks. The city of Aurora says it's working on a new approach to reducing youth violence. It's called Standing Against Violence Every Day, or SAVE, and it's based on a national model that's seen success in other U.S. cities. The strategy involves police, social service providers, and community partners communicating directly with high-risk groups. The goal is to reduce deaths and shootings. If you know of a historic place in need of some care and attention, nominations for the 2024 list of Colorado's most endangered places are now open. The list offers a chance to preserve places through resources provided by the nonprofit Colorado Preservation. The deadline is August 21st. This is CPR News. We will now join special live coverage from NPR out of Atlanta regarding the indictment of former President Donald Trump.